I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day, and a moment of silence now for my former cell phone, which had an unfortunate encounter with the Pacific Ocean just the other day. Okay, that's enough of a moment, because the truth is, I didn't actually like that cell phone. It was very fancy. It had a color screen and all sorts of things, but the one I have now, the replacement, which is an older phone, it's just better. It's easier to use. And it doesn't seem like progress to me, technological progress, to go from the one to the other. David Pogue covers personal technology for The New York Times, and that's why I've called him. David Pogue, cell phones have become so complicated. For instance, you, in a recent article, compared two that are a combination PDA, that's personal digital assistant, like a Palm Pilot, and cell phone.
It turns out that the cell phone companies think now that they made a terrible mistake when they began this notion of giving away a free phone when you sign up for service. We are entering the age where they're going to try to charge you full price for your phone. They're trying to extricate themselves from the previous convention. And the only way they can get to do that is by adding more and more deluxe features, cameras, internet, color screens, and so on.
What happened to the plain old simple cell phone?
Well, you have a point there. They may well have the economics backwards. If the reader response to my column about a month ago on a search for the simple cell phone, not a phone as camera, not a phone as email machine, but a phone as phone is any indication, the people are just like you in large part. People just want a phone to work. And so they should charge more for the simple phones, not for the fancy phones.
Yeah. Are you speaking on a cell phone right now?
No, it's just a regular wireless phone, office phone, not a cell phone.
Well, you know, it sounds great. I hear your dog in the background.
That's pretty cool. Sorry about that. I instructed him to be quiet during the interview.
All right. Tell me, am I ever going to be able to buy just a cell phone that only makes cell phone calls if they were giving them away for free, you know, 5 years ago? Maybe I could get one for $20 or something.
There are still such phones. Every carrier will still offer a free phone or a $20 phone. In fact, there are some phones that are just what you're describing. They're just good phones. They're simple. They're inexpensive. They have black and white screens, big, large type that you can see clearly, and good loud ringers. And above all, oh my gosh, why is this so hard? A single switch that shuts off the ringer.
David, you know, I see people on the street pounding away at these phones, cursing, angry. Why don't people just give up and go to the local payphone and dial whoever they want?
Well, people have tasted the honey. You know, they've tried cell phones that work in an area that has good coverage, and the convenience of it just can't be beat. We just have to acknowledge that this is not a there-yet technology. It's still very much a kinks-being-worked-out technology. And we also have some etiquette issues to work out, too, in terms of not just cursing, but talking loudly on the train.
David Pogue, personal technology columnist for The New York Times. His latest book is called iMovie 3 and iDVD, The Missing Manual. David, what's your dog's name?
Bullwinkle, the dog that won't be quiet.
Well, thanks to him. Thanks to you, too.
Thanks, Alex.